Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 2, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah now delineates the payasos, the lotteries, or the raffle that they used to make as to which kohen merited to do a particular avoid a particular service. We saw in the previous Mishnah that they would all stand in a circle, the kohanim, they put out a finger, and the kohen would call a random number, and they would count from one kohen, and whoever the number would get up to would be the person that would merit to do that avoid. So here the Mishnah explains much more. Says the Mishnah, Pais Hasheni, the first fellow got to do Trumas HaDeshen to remove the ashes from the Mizbeach HaChitza and the outer altar. Bapayis HaSheni, the second lottery, was for the following different avodas, the following different services. Mi Sheichet, who slaughters the Karban Tamid, the daily offering. Mi Zayrek, who sprinkles the blood on the Mizbeach. So the fellow that won the lottery gets to do Shechita. The one that's to his right gets to do the zrika, the sprinkling of the blood. Mimidasha Mizbeach Apnimi, the third kohen gets to take down the ashes from the inside Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaKtaris, the Mizbeach of incense, that was in the Heichal in the sanctuary. Mimidasha Nesam Menorah, who gets to clean out the menorah, that's the fourth kohen. Mimala Evarim Lakevish, who brings up the limbs of the Karban Tamid, the daily offering to the Mizbeach, to the Kevish, to the wrap of the Mizbeach. Haroish V'Horegel, to bring the head and the rear right leg, that the fifth kohen got. Shtei hayadayim, the two front legs, that the sixth kohen got. Ha'ekets, the rear quarters with the tail, and haregel, the left rear leg, that got the seventh kohen got. Hechaze, the fat of the chest. Vehagera, and the place that the animal chews, which is the neck, plus two ribs on the right side and two ribs on the left side. In addition, the windpipe, the heart, and the lungs were also a part of that. That was the eighth kohen. Ushtei hatfanis, the two flanken, the two sides with the spine, the spleen, and the liver. Those were brought by the ninth kohen. Hakravayim, the innards with the knees on top of the innards, were brought by the tenth kohen. V'hasayles, the fine flour for the mincha satamid, the daily mincha offering, meal offering, was brought by the 11th kohen. V'achavitin, the special mincha prepared for the kohen gadol, for the high priest, that was brought each and every day, half in the morning and half in the evening, that was brought by the 12th kohen. V'hayayin, the wine, which was for the nischei atamid, for the libations of the daily offering, that was brought by the 13th kohen. Shloishos or kohanim zachubay, 13 kohanim in all, merited to win something in that lottery. Amar ben Azlef nei Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azlef said in front of Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Derech Hiluchai Hayakarev. The order in which they brought the different parts onto the Mizbeach was the way that the animal actually walked. That means to say like this, the head, then the feet, the chest, etc., etc., and moving its way to the back. The Tanakama that we just had right now says, no, you don't go by the way that the animal actually walks. Actually, the way that the precedence comes from the larger limbs first versus the actual way that the animal walks. The machlokes between the Tanakama and between Ben Azai in front of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, wishing you a beautiful day and a very successful rest of your week.